there's lots of animals on the 2017 Houston Texans defense, right?
Yes, I wasn't expecting that, but now I'm very entertained that you just did that.
Tried to hook them in.
I like it. I like it a lot.
But what are you most excited about Dipisidu defensively for this upcoming Houston Texans season?
I got a pair of animals for you. I am excited about J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney both on the field together. We saw it in OTAs and minicamp. They were not wearing pads, but I can only imagine when an opposing quarterback sees the two of them coming, and everybody has waited for this moment for a long time. A healthy Jadeveon Clowney, who now is on the D-line and really came on strong last year, earned a Pro Bowl nod. To see him back with the best defensive player in the NFL both on the field at the same time, I can't think of anything that gets me more excited than seeing both of them healthy and on the field together.
You bring up the health. JJ said it the week before the Super Bowl. He said, the rehab is behind me. I'm working on football. And I think there was some skepticism when he said that, but it was erased. I don't know about you, but it was erased for me when we saw him in May, when we saw him in June. Looked like the jungle cat that we know him to be. Very spry, very nimble, moving great. I can't wait for that. That's an excellent choice. I'm going to go as well with inside linebacker Bernard McKinney. He had 100 plus tackles last year. He had 5 sacks. The only other Texan to do that was D'Amico Ryans about a decade or so ago, and that was year two for McKinney. So I think things are looking up for him. I'm really excited about what he can do leading this defense in the middle of this defense. We heard J.J. Watt.
I was going to say,
you're not the only one.
JJ's also excited about Bernardrick McKinney. He says he's out there talking and lining up the defense. He's like, that's something I can't even do. So big props to BMAC from JJ as well.
Okay, so you had the two-headed monster. I had the guy in the middle. But there are a lot of honorable mentions we could have.
Absolutely.
You can always go with Whitney Merciless.
Always.
You can always go with Jonathan Joseph, a just stabilizing influence and really turned things around for this franchise back in 2011 defensively. And then some of the young guys up front like DJ Reader, Christian Covington. Those are exciting ones as well.
And I want to mention Kevin Johnson coming back healthy. We saw everything that he could do, even as a rookie. And then last year went out pretty early with the injury. So it'll be nice to have him back out on the field as well, especially losing A.J. Bouye.
And if Brian Cushing is watching, I think I forgot you. We always are excited about number 56 in the middle. He was excellent defending the pass. The Pro Football Focus guys had a stat out there about how he allowed the fewest completions per 20-some throws. He was awesome last year. Can't wait to see what he does. DP, thanks so much.